update from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
I was speaking to a friend of both of ours, actually, yesterday, and she was telling me about her partner, how he has a hobby of taking photos, and it all started on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And you know how big those photos can go sometimes.
Oh, yeah, mine don't, because I don't put very good photos up there.
Not the good, you're not picking the right filter. Okay. That's what it is. It's all in the filter, Trace. But what he's done is he's used the right filters because his pictures have been picked up by resorts here in the country and also around the world. And basically what they do is they fly him around to their resorts, so basically around the world in the country, to take photos of their resort for his own page, which now has hundreds of thousands of followers. Started off with a couple of hundred, and now he's getting paid for a hobby.
And here we were thinking we had the best job in the world.
Yeah, now you were saying you had a hobby as well when you were younger.
No, well, a friend of mine used to, yeah, charge to do our homework. We used to pay him to do our homework so we'd get out of it. I don't advise that, though. Don't do it, kids.
Danny, have you got a hobby that you make money off now?
Not so much now, but back in high school, I was known as the guy that would go to the canteen and buy your food for you, and then I'd get like a dollar tip or something, and then I'd end up making about like $20 a day, so that got my recess and lunch as well.
Nice.
I thought you said you were going to sell darts to the kids at school then. I was worried.
Yeah, that was after 3 p.m, but yeah, no, we got there in the end. And because my name's Danny, my nickname in school was Danos Direct.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
People would just yell, Danos, go get us a pizza single. And be like, all right, that'll cost you 50 cents.
Now, I know it worked during your school days, but have you ever thought trying this with, like, in the workplace? Say, for example, if you're going to buy a $5 sandwich, saying to someone, oh, it costs $7 and making $2 profit on it, and then building up over a week and your lunch is covered.
Ooh. Yeah. I usually do the sandwich run, and I think I tried it in my first week, and I was like, oh, yeah, it doesn't really fly. I think if you go to the sandwich place and someone's like, oh, yeah, can you get me a chicken roll? I'm like, yeah, but can you pay for mine then if I'm going to go do the transaction? And they just say, oh, what an idiot.
Hey, Danny, by any chance, you don't work in real estate, do you? Hey, Chris, have you made money off a hobby in the past?
Yeah, I turned something that I just did for fun and for myself into making money. So I used to go and buy just like cheap shirts from Kmart, like $5-6 plain tees,
yeah,
and
yeah,
just put my own favourite slogans on them, whatever. Ended up like having people ask me about them, so sold them on markets and then, you know, sold them on Facebook and stuff as well, and was making like $20 a shirt. It was great.
How's that?
That is awesome.
I didn't sell like heaps and heaps of them, but you know,
yeah, you still made a little bit of coin. No.
Yeah. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.